Hi, Dr. Scott Jensen, and I'm running to be the next governor of Minnesota. You can go back 15 months, and you know what's happened? We have had politicians and bureaucrats telling us, we're closing down your business, we'll tell you what's essential, we'll tell you if you get to pay your bills or not. From there, we were told, stay in your home, you don't get to go out. Repeatedly, these things happened. Then we were told, you got to wear a mask. Then we were told, your kids have to wear a mask. Then we were told, your kids don't get to go to school. Then we were told, nursing home residents have to stay inside the nursing home. Families can't join them. They have to die alone. Honestly, it's just one thing after another after another. And then we get to the vaccines. I came out and I said a little more than a month ago, there's a problem here. We're seeing some myocarditis. We're seeing some stuff go on where our kids who have a 0% statistical chance of dying from COVID-19 are going to be harmed by an overly aggressive, unapproved, experimental vaccination program. Fact of the matter is, when I said that, I did more than just said it. I submitted an affidavit to the frontline doctors requesting a temporary restraining order on the part of the Federal Health and Human Services Committee in terms of lowering the age for vaccines. I had people in my own party saying, gee whiz, I don't know if that's very smart of Dr. Jensen to do. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to stop being political and just do the right thing. Honestly, it gives me no pleasure to say this, but we do have kids suffering from myocarditis, and we've had some deaths. And whatever we're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. And you know what else? It's not just myocarditis. It's pericarditis, the sac around the heart. This thing is blooming and exploding. We have thousands and thousands of deaths reported through the VAERS program that indicate that there is a strong temporal association between the vaccine and death, especially in kids. Folks, I hate to even say these words, but I was right. Myocarditis is an issue, and we are intruding and hurting and devastating a lot of kids' lives. I would challenge just one time for, if you will, legacy media to put on their front page a kid, a 14-year-old, on a hospital bed with tubes coming out of every orifice. Show that, like you did the people who had COVID-19. Show that 14-year-old who's dying of myocarditis that didn't need the vaccine but literally got bullied into it. Folks, how about a little balance? Thank you.